from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't know if I'll run down, but I will get down there and get you some Dayquil.
I appreciate it. A little nasally
today? I can hear it.
You should have heard it yesterday.
It feels like it's just trying to come in.
Oh, no, it's backside. You should have heard it yesterday.
Oh, is it backside? Okay, I feel like it's just coming in and you need to go ahead and do something.
Yeah, I tried to pin it on allergies and I was like, I ain't real sure what this is.
That sounds like you need
to. Got me a great workout in, though, boys.
Oh, I bet that probably helped.
Got me a killer
sweat
workout in.
Get that sweated out.
I don't know if people around me appreciate all the hacking I was doing, but I got it in.
All right, a lot to get to, but the big story right now, and I'm sure we'll hear more. You're pointing to me.
Cal and Hannah, 3 o'clock, bro.
I'm trying to get there. The big story.
Oh, okay.
The big story. First, as Clint said, took that from me, Cal and Hannah. They will join us 3 o'clock sharp.
Does this count as us being on your show?
It will. 3 o'clock sharp, the owners of your Houston Texans, Cal and Hannah McNair, we always have a fun time with them. They will join us coming up 3 o'clock, so stay tuned and be ready for that. I'm sure they will not talk any Denico Autry, but they will join us coming up at 3 o'clock as we'll hear from them for the first time this year. A lot to get to there, as many of you are out there at camp today. The owners will join us. The other big story here overall, and this has been lead stories on NFL Live and ESPN and all throughout, and that is Denico Autry has been suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. He is out for 6 games, and he had a statement. He says, "This quickly over the course of my 10-year NFL career, I have never engaged in any use of performance-enhancing drugs. Over that period, I have been subject to countless tests, none of which have I ever returned a positive result. I was therefore stunned this offseason," which is interesting, Clint, when they hear this offseason, not necessarily meaning just like this just happened, but stunned this offseason when I learned that one of my tests returned with a positive result. I immediately investigated the matter and discovered that a pharmacy to which my doctor submitted a prescription for a different medication had, whether intentionally, recklessly, or negligently, included a banned substance. I want to be clear, at no time did I know or even suspect that this medication contained a banned substance. So he is going to be suspended for 6 games. He also went on to say, "I want to apologize to the Texans organization, my teammates, and the fans for any distraction that this may cause. Finally, I want to assure our fans that my commitment to competing to the best of my ability has only grown, and I look forward to return to the field." That is from Denico Autry. He is not fighting this, Clinton Tyler. He is accepting the 6-game punishment here, and he will be gone for 6. And right off the bat, this is my thought. Now, I'll throw this out to you and the people, Clint Tyler, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch can join in on this. How big a deal is this? How big a deal, right? This isn't one of your, you know, Danielle Hunter, C.J. Stroud, Diggs, Stingley, your Tunzel frontline guys, but this is still one of your big offseason pickups, a guy that was going to be a part of this defense. How big a deal is the loss for the first 6 games of the season of Danico Autry?
Well, look, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, this...
So you put it in huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can argue that this is the most important guy on this defense in terms of them taking the next step. I mean, they did not address their interior defensive line the way that they had hoped to. I think they tried, but they didn't land the guys that they wanted to. And the answer was Danico Autry was going to play inside and outside. And all we heard since free agency, since they signed Danico Autry, was, man, he had 11 sacks last year. I mean, this guy can play inside. I'm telling you, they're trying to convince that he can play inside. This guy, whether you believe that he was going to be the force inside on every single down, not just passing downs or not, regardless of how you felt about Danico Autry and him being the answer to the issues inside for the Houston Texans, he was definitely who they were going to lean into. He was definitely a defensive end that is going to be asked to play interior.
He's slated as their starting defensive tackle.
Absolutely. And so any way you slice it, they were depending on him in a major, major way at a position of weakness, interior defensive line, and now your best player in that room is gone for 6 weeks. Now, I would assume there's going to be an appeal, probably drop it down to 3 weeks, three games, whatever.
No, I don't think this is going to be an appeal.
Oh, you don't think
it's
so?
It's PEDs. Usually hit at six.
Oh, okay. Well, I would damn sure appeal if it was a prescription that was bad by a pharmacy or a doctor.
They're talking about he's going to bring lawyers involved
in this. Right, yeah. Either way it goes. I mean, if it's not appealed and decrease, then you're looking at six. But here's the deal. It's a big deal any way you slice it because you're looking at a third of the season. You're gonna miss who was your answer to the interior defensive line woes, to the defensive front. This guy was supposed to be a difference maker. And you're missing him. You're losing him for week one versus the Colts, right? Week two versus the Bears. Week three versus the Vikings. Week four versus the Jaguars, week five versus the Bills, and week six versus the Patriots. You got the Colts that are going to come downhill. Not real sure what the Bears are going to do yet, but you got the Colts that are going to come downhill at your chin, and you got the Bills that are definitely going to come downhill at your chin. And I would imagine that the Patriots are going to do their damnedest, and the Vikings with their young quarterback, with their quarterback situations, to come downhill at your chin. So that run defense, right now, you've got to be concerned about it.
Well, and Clint, you were going to be concerned about it with him in it.
Absolutely.
And because, you know, the run defense may get better. Because right now, Clint, they are Foley, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, Khalil Davis, Kurt Hynes. Like, that's when you take out Danico Autry, that's where you are in the interior at this point. And like you said, he's your most accomplished player. Although one could argue he's more of a D end than he is a defensive tackle, especially in a 4-3 defense.
Right. So, but LeBron, if you ask somebody with this team and said, "Hey, what is this? Give me one player that this performance of this defense kind of hinges on." I think they would start with Danico. He's got to be a force inside and out. He's got to be depth at defensive end. He's got to be a problem versus the run and the pass at defensive tackle. I mean, this guy's an integral part. Given that that's the weakness,
and
this guy's an integral part to them being better than they were last year.
And see, that's what I think the big hit is not really the run, although we'll see what happens. It's the best thing that this defense, that I would say walking into the year, you'd say they're full strength. The best thing they do is rush the passer. Right? Like when you say, "Hey, man, we're going to put Danico Autry on passing downs. We're going to have him over a guard or a center. And we're going to have those two, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter on the outside." Like, we can get after the passer when you start to have those three guys on the field together. And now, you know, for the first 6 weeks of the season, you're going to take that away. For the first six weeks of the season, you're going to lose the ability to have that pass rushing type of a unit on the field, which I think is the strongest thing that you would say walking into it that they do. So this, it's obviously it's not like losing Danielle Hunter for six games, or losing Will Anderson or Derek Stingley or Christian Harris. Even I think you could argue for six games, but to the point you're making is this was a guy that they had big plans to play inside and outside. And arguably the most accomplished guy they have when you talk about the guys on the inside, and he is going to be out. the next point about it, and I see people on the text line wondering, is do they need to make a move? Is it so much so that they have six games here without him? Do they need to make a move, or are they good enough with what they have? Are you comfortable with the Texans rolling with Foley, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, Kurt Heinisch, Khalil Davis on the inside, or do they need to make a significant move for these first 6 weeks to kind of fill the void of Danico Autry?
I don't think it changes. I don't think it changes course. As I've said,
you'd wait it out. Wait the six.
No, hell no, I wouldn't. Like I told you from jump,
would have made a move before.
I think it's absolutely paramount that the Texans make a move. When these cuts take place, there's going to be some really good defensive linemen on the streets.
Yeah,
and if the Texans aren't I expected them to be really aggressive. And it's not about what I think about the guys they have in-house. I mean, those guys, they may feel confident in those guys. But look at what the Texans did. The Texans went out there and tried to land a couple of big fish in free agency in terms of interior defensive linemen. They told all of us that they want to get better at the interior defensive line position, right? And so it only makes sense that when a big chunk of defensive tackles hit the streets – that the Texans are one of the more active teams. It only makes sense if you are one of those defensive tackles, and if you're one of the top five defensive tackles, and there's going to be some really good ones get released at cut day. If you're one of the top five, it only makes sense the Texans are on your short list.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.